Chapter 1. The New Boy. The pictures on your locker are cool. Are you a music fan? Kate looked up. It was the good-looking new boy from Year 9. Kate was embarrassed. Was her face red? She smiled and hoped there was no food between her teeth from lunch. Then she said, "Yes, I love music. I want to be a singer one day. My name's Kate. What's your name?"
"I'm Joe and I'm new here. I want to start a band. I play the guitar. Maybe you can be the singer."
Wow, thought Kate. Joe was gorgeous, with his big smile and brown hair. She started to answer, but...
"Joe!"
It was Sally and Melissa, two girls from Year 9. Sally had a CD in her hand.
"Joe, thanks for the CD. Are you coming to French with us?"
The two girls took Joe's arms. Joe looked at Kate and said,
"Here, listen to the new 50 Cent CD. See ya."
Kate took the CD.
"Thanks. Have fun in French."
"Hi, Kate." It was Rachel, Kate's 18-year-old sister. Rachel was a student in Brighton, but this week she was at home on holiday. Kate was 13, and she liked the idea of her sister's life in Brighton. No mum or dad, no homework, and lots of exciting student parties. Fantastic. Rachel had some photos from Brighton.
"Look, that's my new boyfriend, Sam," said Rachel.
"Oh, he's gorgeous," said Kate.
Kate was very pretty, with long blonde hair and big brown eyes. But she didn't have a boyfriend. For a minute, she wanted to be Rachel. Why did Rachel always have a gorgeous boyfriend, and Kate never had anyone? Then she remembered Joe.
"There's a new boy in Year 9, she told Rachel.
"His locker's opposite mine. Lovely."
"What, the locker or the boy?" said Rachel.
"The boy, of course," said Kate. Her sister was very stupid sometimes. "His name's Joe."
"Kate, it's homework time."
It was Kate's mum.
"She can't do any homework today, mum. She's thinking about gorgeous Joe," said Rachel.
"Please keep quiet, Rachel. Just leave me alone," said Kate.
Kate went up to her room and sat at her desk. She looked at her maths homework. It was very difficult. "Maybe Ian can help," she thought. Kate sat next to Ian in maths this year, and he helped her with the difficult questions. Last week, he gave her his mobile number.
"Phone me. We can do our homework together one day," he said.
Ian was nice, and good-looking too. She liked him a lot. But then she started thinking about Joe again. Next day, Kate had a singing lesson at lunchtime, and she didn't see Joe or Ian. At the end of the day, she walked to the bus stop with her friends. Suddenly, she remembered something.
"Oh no, my books for tonight's homework are still in my locker. I'm going back for them. See you tomorrow."
She ran into the school and got her books. Then she saw Joe alone in a classroom. She went in.
"Joe, what are you doing here?" asked Kate.
"I've got detention," said Joe.
"Oh no, what did you do?"
Kate hated detentions.
"Well, I went to Oxford with some friends last night. We saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers there, and I came home late. This morning I was tired. In English, I closed my eyes just for a minute, and the teacher saw me. He was very angry."
Kate loved the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
"You're lucky," said Kate. "I wanted to go, but tickets were very expensive."
"I work at a music shop, Mega Sounds, on Saturdays." "Someone at the shop gave me tickets," said Joe. "Lots of good bands come to Oxford. Next time, do you want to come too?"
"Okay," said Kate. "Here's my mobile number. Text me."
Joe smiled. "Cool." Then he looked at the clock. "Oh no, it's 4:10 already. I have to write, 'I must not sleep in class' 300 times before 5:00.
Kate laughed. "Okay, see you tomorrow. And don't close your eyes again."